I always like to try to find some good news to break the monotony of one bad news story after another. So how about this? If you're in New Jersey on January 1st, 2024, if you're earning minimum wage, you're getting a raise. That's right. You're getting a raise. You get a raise. You get a raise. This is all because of a law Governor Murphy signed back in 2019 to, this was a great relief to business owners, gradually increase the statewide minimum wage. It was $8.60 an hour when Murphy took office back in 2018. And on January 1st, 2024, it'll be $15.13 an hour. The State Department of Labor sets the minimum wage based on the law or inflation, whichever was higher, thanks to a combination of high inflation and COVID-19 pandemic. Last year, the minimum wage rose $1.13, went to $14.13 per hour. Now, not all minimum wage workers get treated equally under the state law. For example, agricultural workers, they'll get to $15 an hour, but not until 2027. This January, their wages will go up from $12.01 to $12.81 an hour. Seasonal employers, small businesses, those with up to 5 employees, will see their minimum wage hit $15 an hour, but not until 2026. Lessens the impact on those businesses. This January, that minimum wage goes from $12.93 to $13.73. Long-term care facility, direct care staff, your wages go up a buck to $18.13 an hour. Tipped workers, cash wage, you stay at $5.26 an hour. That's generally at restaurants. Employers will be able to claim a $9.87 tip credit. Now, tips plus the minimum cash wage plus tips. If that doesn't equal $15.13 an hour, then the employer has to pay the difference. And once the statewide minimum wage maxes out under the 2019 law, it will continue to increase. They'll base the increase on the Consumer Price Index. And just a reminder, for those who are already now calling for a $25 minimum wage, a minimum wage was designed to be a starting salary, not a career salary. You get a job, be a productive individual, and that's when you will advance both in position as well as in pay.